Welcome to Change Your Mindset podcast, where it's all about believing in and executing on different and innovative ways to strengthen both your leadership and communication skills to help increase your success, and especially in today's disruptive business environment. One of the most effective ways of building stronger leadership and communication skills is by embracing the principles of improvisation. Yes, that's right, improv. Your host, Peter Margaritis, is an improv virtuoso. He's also a certified speaking professional and a CPA, also known as the accidental accountant. Each episode of Change Your Mindset is designed to bring you different and innovative ideas, thoughts, and behavioral changes on a variety of differing topics, with the sole purpose of strengthening your critical soft skills. We may call them soft skills, but they are the hardest to master. And when we do, greater success and growth is the result. So jump in and start changing your mindset now. Let's start the show.
Now that our eyes are adjusting to sunlight rather than the glow of our computer screens we've been subject to since early March 2020, it's time to get out there and start networking. That's right, networking. If the thought of networking makes you sweat, it's time to rethink what networking really is. It's pretty simple. Anytime you're at an event or even a meeting where you don't know someone, you have the opportunity to network. It's about introducing yourself and getting to know someone else. At any business function, introduce yourself to someone you don't know. At a CPE event, introduce yourself to someone you don't know. Attending a conference, introduce yourself to someone you don't know. So today I want to give you four networking tips that you can apply immediately. Number one, the mindset. This involves having the right attitude, believing in yourself, having a plan, and the simplest thing of all is remembering to smile. Some years ago, I hired an actor in New York City to help me with some stage presence. And we started talking about smiling. And he says, I got the surefire way to keep a smile on is you just say these three words. I love you, but you say them in a Southern accent. I love you, I love you, I love you. And you can't help but smile. Now you can't help but smile, but these are inside words. These are not outside words. These are words you tell yourself. Try it. And I'm from the South. I grew up in Kentucky most of my life. Well, I guess that's not true, but from a good portion of my life. And I don't take offense to that just because the Southern accent, there's something that just makes people smile about it, especially if they're not from the South. By taking just a little time to get in the right mindset, you'll have a lot more confidence walking into the event. And simply smiling can make anyone more approachable. As Victor Borg once said, a smile is the shortest distance between two people. And what I mean by having a plan, any gathering of individuals, no matter how large or small, I view it as an opportunity to meet someone, and I set a goal of trying to obtain at least 5 new business cards. Make a plan or set a goal like that for yourself. Number two, preparation. As accountants, some of us tend to be more introverted, so in order to make meaningful connections, preparation is the key. Preparation means doing your homework. Listen, read, watch. What's happening in the news? What's going on in your community? What's going on in the profession? After you've answered these questions, formulate 5 or 6 questions that you can use to start a conversation. So let's say I'm in Cincinnati. I would start off the conversation by asking someone if they're a Reds fan. And if so, what do they think the prospects this year to win the division? Well, in 2022, their prospects of winning the division is 0 as of right now. An easy opener that's sure to get the conversation going. Number three, implementation. Don't be shy. Walk up, stick out your hand and introduce yourself. Hi, my name is Fred. Hi, my name is Bill. Hi, my name is Sally. I have yet to do this and have someone shriek and run away from me from the introduction. Maybe later, but not from the introduction. And this is important. Engage them by being curious about them. Ask questions to get them talking about themselves. This is a great way to break the ice and create rapport with someone. Some conversations will be great and some may be non-starters for whatever reason. But the more people you talk to, the more likely you're to make some really meaningful connections. The key to effective implementation is to be a good listener with your eyes and your ears. I've actually walked away from people who were talking to me but weren't listening to me, or they were looking around the room to find others. To me, that just shows a complete lack of any genuine or sincere interest. So if you're not interested in continuing a conversation with someone, politely excuse yourself and move on. Number four, the follow-up. One of the most critical steps in just about anything we do, including networking, is following up. I like to send a handwritten nice to meet you card within a couple of weeks of meeting someone. I also like to forward them interesting articles, links, or something I've learned more about regarding their interest or their business. Sometimes I'll pick up the phone and call the person to see if we can schedule time for coffee or lunch, just so we can get to know each other better. I said I had four tips, but here's the bonus one for you. I call it my approach to networking. I call it the Godfather approach. I always end a conversation by saying, please feel free to contact me at any time if I can do anything for you. Because if you remember the movie, The Godfather, if I do this for you, someday I will come to you and ask you for a favor. Now, get out there and start networking.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.